texter, like a group chat, is like, hey, it's Kayla's birthday,
we're
going to
text her individually.
And then somebody says, yeah, of course it is. And
so it's going to show up on her phone as, like, we're just texting her randomly.
Yeah.
That's cute. I don't think she has any of our numbers except for yours, though. That'll be good.
That's true.
It's very confused.
Good. No contacts.
I think she has mine, so...
We could do a better prank than just saying happy birthday if... Okay, she has yours. If we have two phones that she doesn't have a contact for.
Why do you have a birthday when Stan Lee's dead?
That's
good.
That's a little soon, folks.
Oh, no.
She definitely won't get it.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you say? Who are you doing?
It's been sent.
Okay,
hey, wait, guys. Is it Kayla's birthday today? I read up.
Dude. You okay? I say, yeah, dude. Of course, you didn't know? Question mark.
But what a lighthearted prank!
What a
really way to start off this podcast on a hot guy.
So I wrote, wow, scheduling her birthday the day Stan Lee died. Classic Kayla.
There we go.
Scheduling your birthday. I love that phrase.
Okay.
There's got to be at least one person out there that like lies about when their birthday is and then says that it's changes the date. Every year. That'd be pretty
cool. That's what I do.
All right, let's do a podcast intro. I'm your host boy, Harrison Cordell, and our boys today are Matthew Easdale and David Lake, as usual, and our guest boy, Eli Nicholas.
Guest yeet.
All right.
Matt, apologize for coughing.
No.
Well, you and Matt both said yeet, and I felt I needed to differentiate myself as
yeet.
The guest.
I literally just made a... sound.
Oh, I thought you said yeet, just high-pitched.
I would never say yeet high-pitched.
I think it always translates
too bad.
To yeet.
I have dignity.
David, say yeet right now.
God, I'm sorry.
Wow, you really
your pronunciation's a little weird, but that's good.
Close yeah. enough.
That's how you say it in Ukrainian.
We don't like Ukrainian heritage on this show, David.
Don't
I'm sorry.
Judge my culture. Don't judge my culture.
Oh, no, I am, heavily.
Well,
yeah,
judged.
That's what we were saying. But the Russians
well, a culture
this.
We could judge.
David, go eat your baklava.
That's not... Oh my gosh.
Classic Ukrainian baklava, man. Yeah.
So a culture we could judge is American culture. It's the month of November, the magical month in America that's set aside for nothing but shopping and one meal with the family.
There's one day of Thanksgiving. Don't forget that.
That's the family meal I was referring to.
No, it's
thank you for stepping on my great analogy that I worked
really
on many hours before
you guys
this.
Eat a meal with your family on Thanksgiving, and
losers.
You don't go into the woods and hunt a turkey and eat it by the fire. By
oh my God! Okay.
Like
speaking
person,
of turkeys,
there are
25 turkeys the other day down in Eugene. We were at this park. Herd of like 25
yeah?
wild turkeys.
There's a herd of 12 turkeys in this neighborhood. I'm not even kidding. They've got me like twice.
No, it's a herd. You shut your mouth.
My dad almost ran over like three of them.
It's a herd.
Just like in one move.
I would pay taxes to support local government to just drop hundreds of turkeys into certain cities every year. And the rule of Thanksgiving is that you have to hunt and kill your own turkey.
That must have already happened in Eugene. There's
well, I think
no,
people,
it was an urban park.
I think people just traded into like Fred Meyer's or whatever for something like that.
No, but, but you have to make it like a ban on selling turkey in grocery stores. So
yeah.
You have to kill your own turkey.
I'd vote for you.
At that point... I feel like we'd stop eating turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, gotta hunt it with the family.
Yeah, you must have whole family participate in said hunt.
Yes. One family member is the bait. The other three, it's fair game.
Get it regulated.
Oh, man.
Let's go. I just want Thanksgiving to be a bigger deal than it is. That's all I'm saying.
It's fair.
It's a pretty big deal, though, David, because basically my family has Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. I'm going to Zoe's house for Thanksgiving also probably on the same day. So it's already two Thanksgiving meals on that day.
Right, yeah.
Then relative Thanksgivings on days that aren't Thanksgivings, where we drive to other relatives' houses and have Thanksgiving. So I'm just kind of a series of like 3 days where I will eat easily a combined 300,000 calories.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
My family is like so large and like interconnected now that it's like we used to have like just like the one like big family Thanksgiving, but now we have to like... play like musical Thanksgiving around like the 4 or 5 different Thanksgivings.
Hold
that are
on.
Going
well,
on.
A musical Thanksgiving implies that every year one of your family members dies.
Exactly. We can't afford turkey, so we eat one of our family members.
That got really dark.
Yeah.
Oof.
We just have the one Thanksgiving with my extended family, and it's awesome every year.
Is it? Must be nice.
Yeah, it's super nice, Harrison. Okay.
David,
great.
Did they even have Thanksgiving in Ukraine?
Okay, first of all, I live in America. Second of all, I was born in America. Third of all, I'm 25% Ukrainian. So okay. We have
that's
Ukrainian
enough,
food for Christmas.
Yeah, 25% of a Ukrainian meal is not a meal.
And I call my uncle Vliko, and that's it. That's the
and
difference.
You go to town on that baklava.
That's true. That's true. Not, I don't even like baklava. It makes me gag a little
baklava
bit.
Baklava is fantastic, David. Enjoy your culture.
Stop being racist against your own people.
Yeah.
Give me a pito hay. Pito hay is good.
Then
borscht is okay.
Why don't you go jump in a pit of hay?
That's a good idea.
Those are different things. One is a food.
And the other one is a pit you should jump in.
The other is a food for horses.
For horses. Get dabbed on. Eli Dabb. Note that. Eli, well, okay, now you actually dabbed.
For those listening, I did just
I lied.
Okay,
the first
you did
time.
Ruin the joke of that,
sources have confirmed
yeah.
that Eli just dabbed.
Sources have confirmed.
Hey, these sources are dubious. I'm pretty sure that's libel. I'm going to be suing about that.
Fake
There's
news.
No proof. There's
also,
no proof.
Fake news.
Any way to resolve any conflict ever is to say, I'll see you in court. And then walk away.
So then after the intro, we talked about Toy Story 4 in chronological order. That definitely happened.
The reveal of Toy Story 4 is that all things are animated.
Yeah. Is that all things are brought into a painful existence.
Yes.
I thought Toy Story was a documentary.
Have you ever seen the one thing on the internet where it's like, what if one of the toys dies, and then the other toys just have to, like, sit there while Andy plays with their friend's corpse? That's really good.
Oh, man.
Okay, so here's the
horrific thing
about, like, the whole Pixar theory that would be great in a great heartbreaker in Toy Story 4. They found Bo Peep, but she's never played with, so she's just a husk. Like, that, like, really broke you hard. Because what he spends the whole time looking for is just, like, a toy. She's just not moving, and he's just like...
She's
but
the
like,
dead one. She's the dead one, yeah.
But she's just, like,
man.
On a shelf somewhere. It's like, what would have happened to Woody if he was in the museum? He's just like,
oh
my
man.
God.
Well, I mean, what probably
It'd
happened
be a great dark
is
twist.
She lost her sheep and then wasn't able to,
Fine.
Like,
yeah.
support herself.
The
like,
sheep was her main
economy.
Source of income.
And then
laid
into Ross style.
Oh,
okay, that's fair.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's really horrifying, knowing that, like, if you just, like, draw, like, a face on a spoon... or a sport, what that was.
It's a sport.
It comes
sport.
To life.
Comes to life.
Right.
Just comes to
any
life. Just like
picture.
Just screaming.
Or any, yeah, I know, like lots of things are toys. I don't know, when I was a kid, I played with like Legos, right? But then I also played with like other stupid things, like I used marbles and stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
are
those
the
come
marbles
to life?
Alive?
Are those alive?
But they don't have mouths, so they just can't scream.
I'm just saying that like, in the Toy Story universe.
How would you know?
Inside their own heads, they're screaming, but we can't hear them.
Slims, you know, the, like, the potato
the
people.
Box.
I don't know, do they feel pain? Because they're ripping body
I mean, they
parts
do,
out of them all themselves all the time.
Because Mr. Potato Head always does a, oh! Right when he loses his face.
Yeah, so that would like, be a terrible life.
Just throughout his existence, he's become so accustomed to the pain
yeah.
that he doesn't freak
to
out.
To be honest,
right.
most
Maybe.
Of his pain is just
but
people
still,
not respecting him.
Right.
That's where most of his pain is. It's just people not respecting Mr. Potato Head.
I
don't understand the amount of pain I go through daily when my features are removed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Or the, those poor... Those poor toy soldier men with like I mean,
just gets trampled in the beginning. They have to carry them out.
They have to waddle. I mean, at what point do you think in their life they figured out that their guns don't work? That's an important part.
What was the first person they tried to kill?
Yeah.
Was it Woody?
Who did they try to run around? Also, who did they answer to? Where's the toy president? I don't see a toy president.
It's Woody. He's the sheriff.
But he's not
the
commander in chief. In the universe, though, the military does
well,
not
the,
answer to.
Well,
the
there's
sheriff.
A general in the box.
Well, who's the
general
answer to?
The general
answer to.
Is he just a warlord?
Or is he just like,
he's just a warlord. He's just a militia.
He's just pretending to like.
He's just a militia in a bit.
That's just Andy's Toy Box Militia. They've taken control. Toy Story 4, I really hope it's about just this uprising.
He has on like a real gun. And then they could do some damage.
And then like they'd have to like four of them at a time just pushing really hard.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, you need like 10 people to point it and like probably at least 2 or 3 people to hit
right
the
now
trigger.
I'm just picturing a ton of ants just like carrying a rifle on their back along the ground.
That's basically what
would
be happening though. Yeah, no, it wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
Do you think in the Toy Story universe that sex toys are alive?
Yes.
In the same kind of way?
I mean,
they
it depends.
Must be.
Like they're like some of them have faces. Some of them are just people. Some of them are just... Oh, my
Some
God.
Some of them have heads.
Yeah. Those are just people.
I don't, think
just have to...
I don't think we're supposed to know this much about
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
When does the sentience begin, though? Does it begin, like, right off the production? Like, plants? So they're just boxed up for, like,
sometimes years and just get driven crazy like
it's kind of like
Jesse and
green Uruk-hai or whatever in Lord of the Rings, but it's just toys. And they don't realize that
they spawn. And what were you saying about November and turkeys and such?
Okay, so the theme of this episode
really sidetracked.
So the theme of this episode is Binge Boys November. Every month we'll give you something to binge on. And we gotta agree on 5 things in every category other than books. Nobody reads books.
I read a lot.
That's hurtful.
I've read a book once.
Fine, say a book right now that people should read. All good things. I am going to edit silence into this, so you just play it in my hands.
I like the King Killer Chronicles.
Those seconded. Oh my goodness.
I got to get those. I got to get my hands on those.
Matt would like them. He just hasn't read them yet.
Okay. I haven't read them yet.
I don't have the first
book.
Both of them are in my dorm right now. If you need one, I can loan you one.
Did you ever read the Ranger's Apprentice series?
I did. I read all 10 Ranger's Apprentice. And then I read the 11th one, and I shouldn't have, because that one ruined the whole thing.
The Lost Stories.
It took not the Lost Stories. That was a different one. The 11th one was an actual new book he wrote. Killed off the main love interest. Everything went mega dark, and the main character just hides in his home the whole time and is now an evil person. That's fun. That's a great way to end off your kids series.
Thanks a lot. What's his name?
I don't know.
I'm gonna edit all that out.
I got one more comment. The problem with me when people say like, "Hey, like, what book should I read?" is I immediately blank on like every book I've ever read.
That's how talking to people is, though.
But yeah, so if we were sitting in my room and I had my bookshelf, I could be like, "Look over there."
Oh yeah.
Choose a book.
All ones, yeah.
All right.
So we can go on to video games. Matt, you want to talk about Spider-Man PS4, is that right?
Yes. Fantastic game.
Yeah.
I have gotten nothing done in the last 2 weeks because I've been playing Spider-Man.
Who do you play as?
Good question.
It's actually a solid What's your question. Skin? Mostly, you play as Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Wait,
hold on. Are they the
who's
same
Peter
person?
Peter Parker and who's Spider-Man?
Okay, so Peter Parker, he works for the Daily Planet. And
that's not real
he's got this suit that's made of iron.
Oh, that's... Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Steel?
He also turns green when he's angry or something like that.
Oh, shoot.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
And then Spider-Man...
Is he also a badass
but also he has PTSD.
Spy as well?
Can you shoot an
but
arrow?
So, but so Spider-Man is this grotesque man-spider hybrid.
Yeah, with six, just with like, you know, six arms, like, you know, six eyes, all that kind of stuff.
So Spider-Man... Spider-Man is the main villain. I'm getting this right, correct?
So the other superheroes just don't want to mess with it. They're just like, isn't that big of a problem that we need to deal with it?
That's
it's
just
a
New
massive
York. I got it.
Deal
it's
with
just,
this spider.
So they've just kind of given him half of Manhattan. And everyone's just kind of like, you just do your own thing.
Classic 1930s appeasement, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, we can't afford to move out, so we just kind of live with it.
And now he's eyeing Czechoslovakia, and people are like,
that's dangerous.
I guess we don't want
I mean,
to
what
deal
can,
with
it. What can we do? It is massive.
What to do with this?
So many
that's
analogies.
Your classic World War II illusion spider joke.
Yeah.
One per episode, new matter rule.
The Rock's coming up, the spider history jokes are coming up.
That's just how it would be.
That's a part of the Boyz II amendments, just World War II spider. That's part of the Boyz II amendments.
And I'll probably have to mention the book too, just to spite everybody here. But so anyway, you play as Spider-Man most of the time, but every once in a while, for like a mission or two, you'll play as Mary Jane Watson or
Miles Morales. Yeah.
Why would you want to play as those two?
Well, Miles Morales missions are good.
Yeah, it's usually, like, stealthy missions are, like, pretty short and meant to, like, further the plot or, like,
God,
a little bit of backstory.
Does Mary Jane know who Spider-Man is?
Yeah, they're off and on.
Really?
Let the record show I made a little gesture with my hands
what
to
about
indicate that they are.
The universal
that's crude, Matt. That is crude.
Wait, what about Gwyneth Paltrow? No.
Gwen Stacy.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
She
that's
is dead.
Person.
No, she's not in this universe.
Yeah, she's not.
She's not in it. But they're in the same universe, though, usually. Right?
Yeah, usually. But
Gwyneth
in
Paltrow
this...
and us? I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's on her
In
her,
this
her
game,
Google.
Gwen does not appear. It's just MJ. So, like, kind of like... It's not like a continuation of Homecoming or anything like
it's
that.
It's
kind of like its own, like, standalone game. And it's like... Peter Parker's already been Spider-Man for a long time.
8 years.
So...
Let the record
so
show I've seen this game,
in the
but
it's
not
like
played it,
because
I own an Xbox and I'm dying because of it.
It's too bad.
I cannot
too.
Play Spider-Man.
Yeah, I bought a PS4 pretty much just to play Spider-Man. along with some other games, but mostly Spider-Man.
Recently in video games, so there's Battle for Middle Earth, obviously.
That is a fantastic
game. So Battle for Middle Earth...
Did you say recently in video games?
Yeah, it's recent for me, because we just figured... Okay, so Battle for Middle Earth is an old game from, like, 2006. What to say? And basically, it's, how did I describe
it? It's like Age of Empires, it's but like, Middle Earth.
Yeah, Age of Empires, except Middle Earth style.
Yeah.
But the problem is that it, like, doesn't work on computers that are, like, Windows 7 or
that
above.
That have come out in, like, the last 10 years.
So that's been the struggle for, like, a long time.
I'd have to screw that a bit.
A friend of mine, Jack, figured out how to fix that. Well, someone on YouTube figured out how to fix it, and then he did that and fixed it. So, anyways... We got that working, and that game is fantastic. I don't know if you ever played it. It's like
it's aged so well, like a fine pumpernickel bread.
Okay, pumpernickel bread's not what we're.
It's like
for.
A fine wine because if you play too much of it, you will not remember what went on.
What's
all night.
Going on? Because it gets so intense. No, it's an amazing game. It's an amazing game. My uncle started playing it, and mind you, he's like in his late 40s, so he thinks it's fun. Therefore, I think it's fun. It's a good set. It's a good time. It's a good time. You can play as the goblins. Okay, it's unfortunate though, because good guys are much better than bad guys. Like
that's my only complaint
speaking,
is that
the bad
guys and good
suck.
Guys are really unbalanced.
They're so bad compared to the good guys. Like you play we outlaw things when we play with each other. Like okay, you can't build heroes. No one can play bad guys because or good guys. Well, it depends though. Like basically, if you play bad guys and everyone's playing good guys, you're gonna lose.
Yeah,
like you can't win. Because they're just worse. But it's so much fun. It is so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that game.
That is
Yeah, Lord of the Rings video games in general are pretty solid. Like, just Two Towers is one.
Conquest was a good
time.
One?
Yeah, Lego Lord of the Rings, not bad.
No, it was not.
I played that entire
campaign in, like, 2 days.
I could never get into the newer Lego games, because, like, when I was younger, I played, like, original Lego Star Wars and Lego Star Wars 2.
Sure.
Those were the only real Lego games I played. And they overcomplicated them in my mind. Like, I tried Harry Potter... And I just like
Harry Potter.
I love the simplicity of the OG.
I tried Harry Potter.
Star Wars
games. It didn't work for me. It was hard. I was like, it's kind of weird. There's too much going on.
No, definitely.
Yeah, it's weird. Like all the puzzles. Like when you know the systems, they're too easy. But like knowing the systems is like the challenge.
But that's the thing with the original ones. You'd have like the canister system, where like 100% of the game was actually difficult, even.
Yeah, it's
someone
like,
who wasn't
like
seven years old.
Like a secret puzzle, like back in then. Yeah.
Yeah, the secret puzzles were the harder ones, and I really enjoyed that. Yeah. I don't know. I guess for my, if I got to choose a November video game, I got to go with. It's not a November video game, but Stardew Valley released co-op recently.
Oh yeah.
And that's I got to choose that one just because of its fall vibe, you know.
Oh yeah, checks out.
For the record, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom.
Wow.
Thanks for sharing, Dave.
Okay.
All right, It's embarrassing to say, but I played plenty of Stardew Valley co-op with my mother.
Hey,
nice one.
Good times.
Yeah, my video gaming is I accidentally bought Game Pass for another month, and it's been going through that. It's pretty solid. Wolfenstein's really good. Classic, just shooting up Nazis.
The other games for PlayStation that I'm really excited to play is Red Dead Redemption 2, obviously.
Yeah.
But I am also really excited to play The Last of Us. Even though that came out, like, 4 years ago or something like that. I haven't had a PlayStation, so I haven't got to play it. And I've seen, like, gameplay and heard stuff about it, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah,
and I'm really excited to play
it. It's quite good.
But I think RD2 is going to be good for, like, fall. Just because, like, especially at the beginning and, like, the snow thing, like, it's kind of, like, that good, like, ambiance type game where it's, like, it's kind of chilly outside and you get to, like, sit all inside all warm and
that
stuff.
That just takes
cool
80 hours to do everything.
It.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good
in.
That it dropped later in the year like it did.
Yeah. Let's be done with video games.
All right.
Let's
good.
Go into television. That's when people are binging, you know?
Yeah.
Like everyone's like Netflix subscriptions. There's like 8 streaming services that are about to come out. So yeah, like Disney and God, everything's gonna have a streaming service soon. It's very stressful. Like the DC one is like $6 a month, but you have to buy it annually. And I can't watch Young Justice without it. And
it's time to start managing your free trials here.
Yeah,
I watch. I'd bum Netflix from David and Amazon Prime from my parents.
Yeah.
So I don't
That's
have
way
to
go.
Pay for any streaming.
I'm bumming student Amazon Prime off of Amazon Incorporated. Yeah. And it's free 6 months, yeah. which is pretty great.
I've been saving like yeah. that six Not months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But since I can just bum it from my mom.
Yeah. So. What's yeah, on fair. Amazon Prime?
I should just bum it from Joe.
There's some good stuff. I don't so, think
I've been watching Grand
stuff.
Tour. I've been watching
Grand Tour's good. I
John
like
Krasinski's
cars.
New thing.
Jack Ryan?
Yeah.
That's a pretty
that.
Solid one, yeah.
I finished that.
Jack Ryan was solid. It's
House
like actually
on
a
Amazon
series.
Prime? I watch it.
Thank you. Yeah.
I haven't been on Prime for a while, but like.
Yeah, some solid
some
stuff on there.
Oh,
they're going to do Lord of the Rings. They're going to do like
yeah.
five seasons of Lord of the Rings for like $1 million,
once Game
like
$1 billion. Ended,
or something.
I think Netflix and Amazon Prime both wanted to like pick up huge fantasy worlds. So
fantasy, yeah.
One of them is doing like something in the Witcher.
Witcher,
universe.
Yeah. Netflix is doing Witcher with Henry Cavill.
Oh, I thought.
I
yeah.
feel like
Lord
that's not
going to
be as big as like a Lord,
Lord
of the
Rings.
No, it's
yeah.
not.
Lord of the Rings is going to be a big deal. If
Lord
they
Rings
screw that up,
be
I'm going to be
huge
super
oh,
upset.
Of course. No, The Witcher is a little bit more niche as far as general television.
Right.
Going back to the video games for a second, I'm also really excited to play Witcher 3 because I haven't yet. But
I don't know
yeah, that's a good one. But yeah. Kayla response.
Oh.
I guess I'm the only one.
I haven't done anything.
Update.
Was
Kayla
this?
Sends. Okay, so I'm assuming this was a GM, but my phone sent all these texts separately, and I go. Was you questioning my B day?
I got a bunch
saying,
of random texts
like it, which is
from individuals.
Concerning, but whatever.
Okay, I got. Was this a GM? I got a bunch of random texts from individuals.
Okay, everyone, text back. It's
hashtag
a GM.
Pranked.
Wait for her to get back to me and Matt.
Oh,
and
okay.
all at exactly the same time, it's a GM.
I got a text back that said, okay, I'm not sure if this is a GM because my phone is salty and sent all these texts separately, so I feel personally attacked right now. Thanks, Matt.
All
right. Thanks, Matt. Wow. She's you who it was. Okay, so that's great because she doesn't have your phone number. I kind of figured that out. Okay.
I'm pretty sure she does have my phone number.
Oh,
so
darn it. Okay. Oh. She doesn't have mine.
She doesn't have, enough clues for mine. Well, all right, she's gotten back to me. Whoa, okay, was this a GM? I got a bunch of texts separately because my phone hates life. But thanks for knowing very confidently that when my birthday is, when this guy died, or that I spawned from meat.
I'm not sure what
you were responding
what?
To.
She's a Stanley.
Is? Okay.
Oh my
we're all gonna
gosh.
Go same time. It's a GM. We're all gonna type out. You don't know who's standing.
Okay. No.
Just
no,
it's
no,
a GM
no.
for now. We'll do that in a second.
We'll
so
do that.
Message.
We'll have to think out
One,
a bit.
One, two, three.
It's a GM.
It's a GM.
It's a
okay.
GM.
All right. Type out.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Dot dot dot. Three dots. You don't.
Wait. No. Let's have that be a separate text.
Oh,
okay.
Wait a minute. Dot dot dot. One, two, three. Send. Okay, you don't...
All caps.
No.
Oh, all caps.
You don't know Stan the Man Lee.
Stan the Man Lee.
Don't with punctuation.
Oh, shoot, the punctuation.
Stan the Man Lee?
Three
question marks.
Three question marks?
You don't know Stan the Man Lee?
Okay,
three question marks.
Two, three, send. All right, do not respond to her for the rest of the night.
You're done.
Should we send her a text saying you're being shunned now?
Nope. I think she'll figure it out.
Or
when we don't ever talk to her again.
Okay, maybe in an hour.
You're not our friend anymore.
Just one small lowercase shake in my
SMH. When we're done with the podcast.
When we're done with the podcast. That's the way we're going to end it.
Where were we?
Poor Kayla.
Gotham's really good. I started watching that on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I've seen all of this. I'm up to date on Gotham.
You're up to date?
I'm up to date.
I started it 4 days ago. I've
heard bad things about Gotham.
Yeah, I've heard bad things, too.
What things have you heard about Gotham?
Really, really bad character development is all I've heard.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, it goes back and forth.
What I would say with Gotham is that the people that play the bad guys do a pretty good job of playing just, like, kind of crazy bad guys.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
wacky.
Character development, like, okay, so you got Jim Gordon, you got Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
They're like the good guys primarily.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne, fantastic performance.
He does a pretty
like
good
everyone.
Job. Yeah, the kid does a good job of playing Bruce Wayne. Yeah, I'll be honest. Jim Gordon's kind of like, you know.
He always has like the same way, like whenever like he talks to like a girlfriend or a criminal, he just goes, hey!
Yes.
How's it going? How's your day today?
He kind of talks with this like grumpy, like, hey, yeah, kind of, Jim Gordon. He's less good, but the bad guys are the reason I'd watch the show. Because the bad guys do a good job. Like the guy that plays the Penguin does a pretty good job.
Yeah,
of
this is
like,
a very good job.
You know,
I just watched it 4 days
good.
Ago, watched 17 episodes, which is about 17 hours.
Yeah.
And boy.
No, yeah. Like,
it's pretty good.
Like
Fish Mooney is a character
Fish
for some
Mooney.
Reason. Never was in the comics. I don't know why.
I don't know why
out
they
of
have
everybody.
Her. I mean, it's Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett or whatever.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Pinkett Smith. Yeah, that's what I said.
Part of
She's
the new
okay.
millennium. Yeah, Gotham is
but
still
the
good.
But the bad guys do a pretty good job playing bad guys. That's why I watch the show.
Yeah, it's solid, though.
Did anyone else get a text from Kayla? I just got a text. Saying, if this wasn't planned, I'm impressed. If not, y'all just spent too much time of your lives for a prank that was barely funny. I think barely's harsh.
Ouch.
TBH. Also, I don't feel like sending this to everyone, so you get to be my messenger. Oh, so who is this? I'm going to guess Colton or David. Well, that's pretty good.
Ooh.
But I'm not really sure. Well, I'm going to write Colton, naturally.
No, I'm going to say no way it's David.
No way it's David.
Okay, you text her, no, it's Colton.
I'll say this is David. You say this is Colton, I'll say this is David at the exact same time.
I already texted
Okay. This is David.
I like how she picked the unidentified number to respond to and not the ones that she
that's
actually
interesting.
Knows. Why? What's the psychology behind that, Kayla?
She's probably thirsty.
If I add her on Snapchat, would that be a sign? Doesn't it, like, connect to your contacts? By the way, when I figured that out, that creeped me out a little bit.
What?
The fact that Snapchat has a map of, like, where
people
are, I don't like that.
No thanks.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's not too great, I guess.
Just put your Bitmoji just somewhere random. Like
yeah.
In the middle of Greenland.
Put it in Nebraska.
Why is David in Iraq?
I'm fighting
for
freedom.
Fight.
For the freedom.
Happy thank Veterans Day, by the way. To all the veterans listening.
Oh yeah, all of them.
That's our main demographic. Is
the veterans.
Grizzled retired veterans.
It's all the deaf veterans.
We might give my dad. That's probably it. I can make him listen to it if we want
a
veteran.
Hey, Kayla's gonna be a veteran soon, so yeah.
Happy Veterans Day, Eli's dad.
I've been
go
in a war with my own emotions, so I feel like I'm a veteran
many years.
Of my own kind.
I think
it's a war getting
Spider-Man
up in the war.
I've been playing recently, I count as a veteran.
Yeah, I play Call of Duty. I think I know what war's like, thank you very much.
With my own personal war against emotions, I unfurled the Mission Accomplished banner years ago, but like George Bush, the mission was not accomplished.
Largely unaccomplished.
Largely
I'd say the real war is getting up in the morning in
mission
2018.
Accomplished when the mission is largely unaccomplished. Carter Craig, that goes to Carter Craig.
Carter Craig 2018.
A Carter Craig original.
I don't know how to put that in MLA format, but
that's whatever.
Just
I don't know what the format is for something
said
our buddy said one time.
The proper citation for something that a God King said would just be God King Carter Craig.
Carter
2018.
Also, shout out to Carter Craig's Earth Warriors. Basically,
let's
he just eats
eat
food
trash.
Off the ground. That's been wasted, and the idea is cool, and, you know, the fact that he does it is cool. I don't think I can do it, but I have mad respect for him, so. Anyways,
I
Earth
don't.
Warriors.
He drank trash juice.
Okay, that was a one-time thing, and he diluted it with vodka, so it was fine.
So that probably killed any microbes or anything.
Honestly,
of
yeah.
Of course, that's how everything works.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Add enough alcohol to it, and that'll fix all your problems.
Yeah, I haven't been sick in years.
Matthew's Dale got my liver 2018.
I haven't been sick in 10 years. My liver failed, though. It was worth it.
Just add more alcohol to it. Yeah. Need to get it sterile down there.
Get sterile. Yeah, my body's really clean. That's the whole point. I don't even like the taste of alcohol. Alcohol.
Just like to be clean.
Just do it for personal health reasons.
I've been building up a tolerance, so now I just drink hand sanitizer.
Is it though? Says Kayla. Didn't even spell it though. Spelled it T-H-O.
Wow.
Okay, Matt, correct her.
Yes, Matt. Oh, oh my gosh. This is getting ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well,
right, Harrison,
honestly,
is,
I'm so confused right now. Everyone,
about.
Hold on. We need to do. Everyone say it's a GM again, alright? Because you said, pretty sure this is Eli, and so he's onto it.
Wait, hold on. So, actually, let's just say.
Because there's
no
a high
correct.
Chance.
No.
Let's just say,
why.
Don't know if this sent. It's a GM.
Don't know.
If this sent.
This is a GM.
1, 2, 3,
send!
Alright, Harrison, what's the next topic for us to talk about?
There's movies coming out.
Oh,
dude,
shoot.
There's so many movies in November. The same day, it's going to be Wreck-It Ralph 2 and then Robin Hood.
Right, let's not talk about Wreck-It Ralph 2. Let's just ignore that.
Excuse me, sir?
Harrison, please tell me you're not
looks
in favor.
So, it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, Harrison.
I'll stake this podcast on it.
All right, stake the podcast on it. Explain to me why Wreck-It Ralph 2 is going to be good.
It's doing the setting fine. Its branding is that it's a pretty good backdrop for things like that, but then there's like an actual story of just like moving on.
Internet.
That's the trailer.
Disney. Marvel.
That's the trailer. Internet now.
Princesses. Feminism. Gal Gadot in the same leather jacket.
The only thing Ralph is wrecking is the patriarchy.
Am I right?
Bill Hader being in the Dark Knight.
Oh my god.
Just all that stuff.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Get wrecked.
What even was it? I don't know. I remember.
Do you not like the first Wreck-It Ralph?
I got lost. In Candyland, I was like, what?
Okay.
What?
That's a board game.
It's the wrong crowd.
Okay, Wreck-It Ralph for me was a lot The Sandlot because I haven't seen it.
Holy crap. I thought you were going to roast on Sandlot.
Killing.
What? You guys, wait, okay. Matt, you've seen Sandlot.
Yeah. No, I've seen Sandlot 1 and 2. It's a classic.
Oh, you have two errors. Good.
Yeah.
Eli, what's wrong with you? Sandlot's hilarious.
Just never seen it.
Best
You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Okay, calm down. I watched Sandlot once. It was a Boy Scout camp out in the outfield after a Salem or a Kaiser Volcanoes game. They played it on the Jumbotron. The Jumbotron's resolution, mind you, was unwatchable. I had no... And you couldn't hear the sound either. So I had no idea what was going on. My personal connection with the Sandlot is just... I saw weird shapes moving on a screen one time
That's
that was very far away.
Speaking of baseball, I don't know if you guys know, but the Red Sox won the World Series. Which, I mean, I'm not a Red Sox fan, but they were playing the Dodgers, and I'm really happy that the Dodgers lost.
Oh, yeah.
Are the Red Sox even good anymore? I thought they were great.
Well, they just won the World Series.
Well, I know, but,
and they have. Aren't they did recently, too, a couple years ago.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know they've been pretty good. They've been pretty good.
Well, good.
The Yankees have kind of been second.
Yeah, which is great.
Which, I mean, is fine with me.
Yeah, no, no complaints there.
Stankies.
What I do have complaints about is that the Giants...
Okay, in a game against Yankees versus Dodgers, who would you go for, Matt? Matt is
Yankees.
Yankees.
Giants.
Yankees for sure. I am a Giants fan, so, like, it could be, like, Hitler and a bunch of Nazis on a baseball team against the Dodgers, and I'd have to root for Hitler, because those are the rules.
If we're talking sports, though, Portland Timbers going to the conference championships after a crazy game... And the way it happened, they played an aggregate game, so two games, and the overall score counts to who progresses.
Right.
The overall score was a tie. And in that case, whoever scored the most away goals counted. So right after the second game, the Timbers had more away goals. Right. And they had finished it off as a tie. And so more than half of the Timbers players were celebrating their win. But because of a niche new rule where overtime goals don't count as away goals, the Timbers didn't overtly win, and it went to penalties.
Oh, geez.
And it was crazy. Because there was one Timber player on the field who knew what was going on, Viafania, and they just showed a clip of all the people celebrating, and Viafania going person to person saying, "No, we're doing penalties. No, we're doing penalties. There's this weird rule." And going around. So much fun to watch. Crazy game. They won the penalties. Oh, man, it was nerve-wracking.
But speaking of soccer, if we turn to some actual soccer, in Argentina, final, it's the two biggest teams in the Argentine League, Boca Juniors and River Plata. And these are, like, the two main teams in the Argentine League, both from Buenos Aires, like, probably one of the most intense rivalry in sports, because there is a... Not like an official rule, but like an unwritten rule that most people know is that if you're like a visitor, you don't go to Boca or River games because you might die.
You could die.
So in Boca's stadium, they don't have bleachers or anything that can be like torn up and like thrown on the field or anything like that.
That's
so they just have like concrete like benches. And also they have like these like metal like bar fences like every once in a while, because whenever Boca scores a goal, the fans always want to like rush the field, so they have to have these like fences to every once in a while to like stop people from all rushing and then having the people at the very bottom get crushed, because they've had a lot of people die like that.
Oh, good times.
And when my parents lived in Argentina, they lived like probably like a couple miles, like 2 miles from the stadium.
Jeez.
And whenever there were games, they could, like, feel their house shake from the fans cheering. But anyway, now that we've gotten really sidetracked.
That's good. I don't even remember. Okay, what's the next thing?
What were we talking about?
Movie? Sandlot.
Sandlot. That's
Sandlot.
What we were saying.
Sandlot.
That's a good one.
What else you got?
Oh, yeah.
I think...
You know what genre I think it's overlooked a lot is documentaries. And they're... there have been a lot of good ones coming out on Netflix recently.
That's absolutely fair.
Documentaries are good.
I do enjoy documentaries. So shout out to David Attenborough for some of the best documentaries.
For Planet.
Yeah, everything, every Netflix thing. Boy, Netflix has a lot of
Yeah. You know what I was really disappointed wasn't very good? Is there's this one comedian from Mexico who did a History of Latin America for Morons, I think was the title of the thing.
Yeah, it was John Leguizamo.
Yeah, him. I always forget his name. But, I was like, oh, that sounds really good, because, that's one of my interests and all that stuff, but it really sucked.
why did it suck?
A lot of comedy sets are sucked, the new ones.
For one, it's, a comedian who obviously doesn't know a ton about history trying to tell you history from, a couple books he's read.
Yeah.
So he left, a lot of stuff out from, I watched, half of it before I was, I had to go do something else, and I was just yeah, that's fine.
I'm not gonna watch comedy specials are just not great. John Mulaney for his Emmy, Kid Gorgeous.
Yeah.
John Mulaney deserves an Emmy at some point, but for Kid Gorgeous...
Netflix
was
going
good.
A little crazy with the comedy specials. I'm
Kid Gorgeous
I appreciate
was...
the choice, but... A lot of them are
the worst John Mulaney I've seen, which is not really saying something.
Right. I definitely get that, because he was...
Not terrible, but...
That's true.
He just had a persona in Kid Gorgeous.
John Mulaney's funny, it's just yeah, that was annoying.
I absolutely adore all of his other sets. Kid Gorgeous was
absolutely.
Just not that good.
New in Town was just...
Yeah.
so good.
New in Town.
I feel like John Mulaney was relying on Street Smarts to be his big joke for that one, and Street Smarts didn't land in my mind as well as
I think
as
Street
Smarts
kind of landed. I think his...
I mean, that was the joke.
Him not doing anything... On the bench, that was good. And then after that, it kind of droned on for a while.
There's just been a lot of, I don't know, they've just been overdoing it, though, on Netflix. With the comedy specials, I'm they're kind of, some of them are funny, but it's geez.
Yeah, there's, usually I'll play, comedy in the background while I'm, doing other stuff. And there's been, four or five comedy specials where it's, I'm not even really paying attention. I'm just this is, so bad, I need to change it.
Right.
I wasn't a fan of Chelsea Peretti's. I watched hers. Yeah. Not great.
Yeah, she's not that funny. She's funny, kind of.
Her,
on Brooklyn
her character
Nine-Nine.
Is great.
Her
on
character
Nine-Nine.
Is funny on
yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but like.
Liked it so much. Back to John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Oh Hello went on Netflix, and that was his Broadway show with Nick Kroll.
Yeah. Right.
So good. It's just weird at times, and it's good character work.
Because they made Big Mouth together, right? Is that the thing with them? Because they're starring in it. Is it, their project?
I think that sounds right.
Yeah, you don't like Big Mouth.
I've heard bad things about Big Mouth. I haven't seen
Big
it myself.
Big Mouth, yeah, someone was watching it at a place I was at, and I was like, yeah, this is not...
But Mulaney and Nick Kroll have worked together a lot in the past. They're British partners. They hosted the Spirit Awards twice, and those, stand-up hosting for the Spirit Awards, their jokes on that were great. And anytime you see Mulaney and Kroll on a talk show, they do joint talk shows all the time. They're so good, because they always do a some sort of character for whatever the talk show is. And I rewatched this, it was a Conan bit, and basically only John Mulaney came out, and he said, I am aware that Mr. Kroll is in the building, I don't know where he's at, and Conan's just like, we booked both of you guys, I don't know what's going on, and eventually Nick Kroll comes on, and the whole bit is that they're not talking to each other anymore, and that their lawyers are involved, and they're having a classic falling out. Oh, it's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, all of their talk show appearances are hilarious. Yeah, but Big Mouth hasn't landed, but Oh Hello was great, is what I'm trying to get at.
It's good. Also good, an actual good animation on Netflix, Disenchantment. It's pretty good. It's quite good.
Yeah.
I actually haven't been watching a ton of TV or anything because I've been playing so much.
So here's the thing I want to do with this episode. Everyone just says I haven't gotten around to that yet.
That's true.
This is the month to get around to it, everyone. This is the call to action.
I just finished Spider-Man, so...
Yeah.
Anyone seen the Dragon Prince?
No.
So, okay, that's...
It's the faux 3D shell-shaded...
It's weird.
Cell shaded
style.
People
that made Avatars.
Yeah, so is Voltron. Just watch Voltron, everyone. Just watch Voltron.
Voltron, same people. I don't know that.
Yeah, Voltron is the best.
That's got a pretty epic theme song. Actually, my brother watches that.
Yeah, dude,
it is a good theme song.
It's as lit as Legend of Korra, I think.
Legend of Korra, I could not get into. I didn't like the
Legend of Korra's
20.
Really lit, dude.
Know,
that's
like,
my
whole
bag.
20s
it's
vibe.
Just. legacy series like Batman Beyond. Like, that's my total vibe is.
I wish they did something as like egg as like a 30-year-old.
That would have been terrible, I think.
No, it probably would have been, but if done right, it wouldn't have been.
It's a different deal. Also, they focus season to season, which might be worse to like some people. It's like, oh, they got to build up to something. But yeah, those people probably don't remember the crappy first season of Avatar.
First season of Avatar was okay.
I guess so.
I can't help but feel like we've descended into X show or something. Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, I like that. That's cool. Next show. I like that. That's cool. Or that's bad.
I would say
we've devolved now. Like, I've seen a couple episodes here and there. I was more of a SpongeBob man myself.
That's a good... I haven't seen much SpongeBob.
Yeah, we talked about this last episode.
See, this is why we're good friends. Too. You get all the Avatar references, I'll take care of the SpongeBob.
Matt will get all the SpongeBob references, right.
Well-oiled machine of just...
We're just so effective.
References.
Big meaty claws.
Big meaty claws.
I love the Avatar universe, personally. But, you know, that's fine. If you don't like it, then I guess you're just uncultured and a bad person.
So dude, cool. I will attack you right now.
Does it bother me?
And
I actually liked the couple episodes I saw.
I don't think you would hate it. I don't think I would hate SpongeBob either. I just don't think we...
David, you don't have the... refined
mental
palate.
That's true. SpongeBob takes just a level of IQ, really, that David doesn't have.
Yeah,
it's intelligent humor. I bet
like
it is.
It's like Rick and Morty.
Exactly.
Well, like more.
Rick and Morty. Gosh, I've seen that.
Rick and Morty's quite good.
I do enjoy that. But
the fanboy and the fan base is that much funnier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the fan base just makes Rick and Morty like a funny
show. It's just the I Am Very Smart subreddit.
Oh, my gosh. Rick and Morty.
Freaking Jerry's.
Oh, what a show.
Yeah.
What a show.
It'll be solid when it comes back in about 2 years.
Yeah.
Good Dan Harmon show, Community.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Community.
Community, yes.
Yeah, season 4.
A+. I've seen all of them.
Listen, I'm
all
at the...
All of Community. Season 6 is trash. Season 4 is meh. Everything else is
beautiful.
Season
4 is meh
art.
Because Dan Harmon was just... got booted for a season.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's
season
an uncanny valley. It's like
and it was also like half as long as the other seasons.
Yeah, it was still good. Season 6 was just utter garbage.
Season 5 was good.
A rotting dumpster fire of a show.
I think the premises of the episodes
were
pretty good.
I had trouble like getting through it, and
I
loved
the
characters by that
point. The problem with season 6 is the fact that they got rid of half of the good characters.
Yeah, Donald when you lose both Chevy Chase and
Donald
Glover, it's gone.
It's like, why are you watching
the
show anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, the most charming part of the show was Troy and Abed's, like, dynamic, their chemistry.
Yeah,
like,
super fun. And the fact that Chevy Chase is just, like, a racist old dude the whole time was hilarious.
It was great.
You know, like, the other characters, they're
heel.
All good characters, but, like, that's why you can't get rid of a bunch of them. That's the point.
Yeah.
It's all
and their replacement, dynamic. And they, I feel like they tried to not do a replacement because people would say, oh, this is clearly the character replacement
right.
for this. I don't like this character. Not as good as the original.
Yeah.
So they didn't. And that was worse, in my opinion.
Like, what the heck? Yeah.
I mean, they kind of went for it eventually. But early on, I mean, they just went without. And it.
Do you guys, like, experience the same thing? Like, I know I do with, like, series or, like, books. It's like, if I get, like, far enough into them, like, I feel bad if I don't finish them. Like,
yeah,
I do, and then there's some times where the quality of what I've gotten to will be so overwhelming that I can't help but stop.
Yeah.
I wanted to get back into some high fantasy because I haven't really read any since like Lord of the Rings. Well, Kingkiller Chronicle, I guess.
Yeah,
would have been the last, and I wanted to get into some more, and so I went. I looked online at some highly rated ones, and this one was like, a lot of people seem to love this one. It's called Blood Song. And it did not have any of the elements of high fantasy that appealed to me. It just got super boring. They ended up killing off... But you started with, like, your classic, like, group of kids at a learning institution for whatever, and then
right.
watched
Oof.
Them grow sort of thing. No, but I enjoy that dynamic, generally. I mean, because as long as you get out of it at some point, and it's not the whole thing, and you see how they've grown, and then they... go out and do whatever. Like, I mean, that's something that appealed to me generally. I like Harry Potter,
I think
Potter,
when it's
you
know? A secret thing, I'm a little bit more fan of, like, an Animorphs situation. Like, Animorphs did that balance pretty well.
The series would have been good had they actually gone with that, but basically what happened, I think for a more realistic turn, is they all sort of graduated from this learning institution, and you never saw any of them but the protagonist.
Right.
And you see them, like, intermittently, every once in a while. And they would just be terrible people who disagreed with your protagonist and were enemies now.
Right, yeah.
And then eventually, his best friend from the turned out to be, like, had been possessed by the evil, the great evil spirit of the series. And then the protagonist had to kill him halfway through the series.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm just like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the writing was super ambiguous about this person's powers of blood song.
Right.
He that's could, like, wow. The show Heroes. You ever guys watch that show?
Yeah, I watched
Season 1. And
Season 1 was beautiful. Beautiful.
I wouldn't say beautiful, but it was super enjoyable.
Heroes taught me the lesson that when you fast forward through, like, character arcs in a show, fantastic. Like, that's what I did with The Walking Dead. It's just, like, I watched the main characters, like, scenes, and then fast forward to everything else. And, like, it's a lot more cohesive, and they, like, over-explain stuff with, like, all sorts of perspectives and outsides.
That's fair.
I've been going through The Walking Dead.
I think Heroes
really
is pretty
slowly,
good.
Because, like, I'm on, like, the last season that's on Netflix. It's, like, 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, the first couple seasons, I just, like, gobbled them up and just watched them all the way
season
through.
Season 1 is, like,
to, like,
it has an actual, like, plan to everything, and then they'll
right
out the window.
Well, but Heroes was really good for the first season, and then the second season, they brought back the main bad guy. That was the biggest mistake, in my opinion.
There were so many
mistakes. I mean, there's a lot
with
of
mistakes. With Heroes, the whole first series, I was sucked in.
You're
because
right.
It was all building up to this huge finale.
This big climax.
All building up.
They
and
should
then
just made it a miniseries.
The climax wasn't even that bad as well. Like, just
the climax
fighting
was good.
Then it was just blinding light. It's over. There's no explanation for what it actually
was
really.
Was it blinding light?
That's how it ended. That's how the finale ended with this massive, like, explosion.
I guess
so. Was it an explosion?
It was like a big explosion, but then,
the world's going to end. That's, like, all they said. They didn't go into any more in-depth about the cause of the end of the world other than it's a blinding white light, possibly an explosion. But that's true. The characters learning their powers and, like, development.
That was
it went
good.
Super well. And it really drew me in because it's constant message, you know, save a cheerleader, save the world, building up to
that
this.
The cheerleader's dad is, like, in this anti-super...
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
In this you're learning
so
bit by bit, and it leads up to the finale. And I was like, whoa,
and
second season, they're going to explain all this, right?
Yeah, and then
no, for one. Two, first episode, the main bad guy
is
like
brought back
consumes.
To life, literally.
Well, it turns out the girl can't be killed in any fashion at all, no matter what, period.
Right.
And then the super evil guy adopts that power of not being able to die ever, period. And at that point, I just turned it off.
Right. Well, no, the cheerleader, you mean?
Well, the cheerleader.
So
the main bad guy, right, his power is that he can absorb.
Give me some of that heal anything blood.
By
exactly
killing them. But the problem is like, you basically kill him, and then, like, he comes back to life, and then he's got his own side story. And then, like, the main dude, Peter, with, like, where he, like, can have the power of whoever he's around, like, figure, like, his parents become bad guys. And
yeah, his parents are really bad guys.
They
and
travel back in time. And
like,
some
I like that one arc
guys
they had where,
the heck,
like, he became, like, evil again. And
it
was
just,
like, all the heroes, all the superpowers were just getting hunted down by the president, which was the brother.
Well, but the hero, I like, my favorite character in the whole show is Hero. The guy from, is it China?
Yeah.
Or Japan, or?
Same thing.
Yes.
No.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Things are getting racist.
We just played.
I love that. I love
car
that.
It's a hemisphere.
I loved how the Nissan Versa product placement was the biggest product placement I've ever seen. You just end up repeating, Nissan Versa.
Yeah.
Nissan Versa.
Nissan Versa, yeah.
Nissan Versa.
That was so great.
No, but he was a great hero. I loved him.
Yeah,
that was
super cool.
Good.
Him and his friend.
He's good.
It was funny.
He was funny, but he was like a
the show just did
person
everything to draw you in and then be
and
anticlimactic
then,
and
just
leave just you out to
and crapped on you.
Yeah.
What the heck is this? And then they tried to reboot it with an
didn't even try the reboot. I was done.
I was so done
after season
come on,
one.
It's the guy from Peter
but
Pan.
Then again, though, I would watch season one again. I would just rewatch season one because season one by itself.
I couldn't do it because now, like, I see all of, like, the leading up to nothing.
Yeah.
I see all of this,
but
like,
if you can put all of that
I
out of your mind and just watch season one, like, it's good.
Yeah,
season
I totally
one, like, if they had ended it with just season one, that would have been fine. I mean, like, it would have, like, been like, oh, they should make another season in, you know, but for the most part, though, like, season one was very well done.
Yes,
very well done.
Yeah, it's either, like, like, in Western animation in general, like, it always starts off slow. Like, in Adventure Time, let's say, you know, since that's ended. You know, like, season one is like, oh, yeah, it's like, pretty good, solid writing, you know, everything, and it builds upon that to, like, just perfection. And then it just ends throughout that way, sort of stagnates, and then sort of, like, gets a little bit better for the ending, and then that's that.
Right.
But then, like, a lot of, like, live-action shows, like Heroes or Walking Dead, they always start off with like a really solid first season, like they have a plan, but then it gets way too popular to stick to that plan. It's like, oh, we need to generalize it a bit more and just have more.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. I feel like the stark outlier to that, the contrast to that is The Office, where season one is hard to watch. For
season
me one's personally,
bad. Yeah, it's not very
it's
good.
Hard to watch.
Well, some
it's a funny
starts
show.
Are also bad as well. Like Parks and Recreation is like a.
Today I tried getting into Parks and Recreation for the second time. Didn't make it past episode 3.
Don't watch like, the first. Leslie Knope is just a bad character at the beginning. Honestly, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like you bet you
at
like
the,
Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
it's just cringe comedy. It's just cringe
Leslie
comedy.
Leslie Knope is just not
that's
a very
the, my
good
issue
character.
With season one of The Office, and so far with Parks and Rec, what I've forced myself to watch.
Yeah.
I can't do cringe comedy. It's
Leslie
just not
Knope
funny.
Becomes a better character.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, everything in Bitter is a general character. Because,
like, so Michael Scott becomes more developed, right, in
exactly.
Office. Like, oh, you feel bad for him, he can do better things. But Leslie Knope much more quickly becomes a better character.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
she's very confident.
Like, at first, like, you're like, wow, this bitch is crazy.
Like she's incompetent, she can't do anything, she doesn't understand anything, yeah. But then she
but
becomes,
then,
like,
she actually grows.
Yeah, then
character.
She actually
yeah.
Cool. Especially
good.
With
a lot better.
Adam Scott's character and Rashida Jones.
Yeah, they help...
And
her grow.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, though.
And then everybody
Swanson,
just grows in
Ron
general.
Swanson,
which really
is hilarious.
What keeps pulling me back, like, I gotta get into this now, is
Chris
Pratt.
Pratt.
Yeah.
Right? Chris, that's another problem with the first season, is that Chris Pratt is like a guest star in like the first season. He's like not on the billing.
Chris Pratt and Ron Swanson are like the funny parts of that show. The funniest parts, I'd say. Leslie Knope does a good job later.
Yeah, I
also really appreciate Parks and Rec whenever they do, like, spoofs of things, like they make fun of like the general public and like and like government
like,
means and stuff like that and how unreasonable people could be, or when they make fun of like public radio and they've got the public radio.
I mean, shows are just better at starting in general.
Like
a lot of things are more developed. Like Trial and Error is like another.
My favorite part of that is that the fact that Ron Swanson is like a hardcore libertarian.
Oh yeah,
and is like in charge of the local government there.
Part of the local parks department.
The local parks. He's so funny though. Like he's just such a funny character.
That's
I love that guy.
Yeah, I think it's just like characters are getting a little bit better and fleshed out. Just like before shows started going. I guess, like, the biggest problem when shows start is just, like, yeah, these are just one-character things.
Right.
That just build out slowly.
It seems usually that, like, comedy shows kind of go along the model of, like, the first season kind of sucks and then it gets better, and then more, like, dramatic shows, like, start out really well.
Yeah, like, Atlanta is, like, kind of like a comedy, but a drama, and every character is, like, fantastic.
Right.
Atlanta is absolutely incredible.
Nice.
Love Atlanta.
You know a show, like, I like, but I'm kind of, like, eh about is How I Met Your Mother?
Yes!
Yeah,
I cannot
get into it.
I watched the whole thing and I thought it was really funny when I first watched it. And then I watched it again and I was like, oh, this kind of sucks.
Yeah,
it's
like
so
that and like Friends are kind of shows where it's like the first time through it's good and then the second time through
I
you're
can't
like, oh,
get through
Laugh Tracks
anymore. I
right.
absolutely can't.
I've never seen How I Met Your Mother, but I've heard people have said that I'm exactly like Marshall, who's apparently a character.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like it's just Jason Segel,
like,
I guess.
You look more like Marshall, I would say.
Yeah.
I guess
look. Marshall, you're like tall.
Tall, there we go. That's the defining characteristic of
you're like
the
rock,
but, too.
No, they're just
boom,
people who just like
rock
exactly.
Another rock reference.
There we go.
It's voiced amendments. Appreciate it.
But yeah, like, I think the biggest problem with that show, other than just like kind of the comedy's a little like, it's just the fact that they drug it out so.
Right, yeah, you're just like, jeez.
Just.
The laugh track doesn't help, I'm gonna be honest. Laugh tracks, eh. They just don't do it for me. It's just too much.
Yeah, there's a reason that there are very few modern comedies.
Them, right.
That
I mean, like,
now.
I don't know. Yeah. No,
I think
just...
the only show that, like, actually gets an audience anymore is, like, Big Bang Theory. Like,
oh,
I think,
Bang
like,
Theory. Matt used to watch
sometimes
that,
right? They do it live.
Yeah,
and there also is
that
episode
that
where they didn't put
watching,
it in.
Because, like, at first I was like, oh, it's pretty good. But then, like, as it drug on, I was like, okay, this actually, like, really sucks.
Right.
My parents like it, though, so
it'll
be on a lot in my house. And I'm just kind of like,
yeah. It's normie.
How About Your Mother? Yeah, that was weird. There's, for the first point, it's basically Friends.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it's basically the same thing.
That's fair.
Let's not disagree with that. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
It's like the 2013 version of Friends, but it's like...
Where it's just nerds.
Right, yeah. But it's just like, I don't know. The laugh track kind of ruins it. The jokes get just kind of worse. They're, like, super forced when you watch it.
Yeah.
It's just...
Especially after they've been doing so many seasons.
And the ending
just gets more and more
too,
forced.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Nobody liked the ending.
The
of that
ending
show. Of How I Met Your Mother. Have you seen the ending?
The yeah, finale? I've seen the ending.
I personally because
they
the
filmed
last,
it like right when they started the show, so the kids don't look older.
The last season, I didn't hate. Necessarily. I thought it was cool that they had like the weekend, the last season's just the wedding weekend with Barney all compiled. Like that was a cool idea. But like the way that they, like the fact that spoiler alert, the wife dies, you know, and that he is there and like he's telling his kids the story about how he met his mother, but like the wife's dead and he ends up with Robin, and Robin and Barney get divorced. It's like what the crap? Like why would you have to add that? Like that's so many unnecessary like emotional
twists. I don't
twists.
Know because it's like
it's
seems
stupid
like,
things to add.
Because it seemed like right off the bat, it was like it wasn't supposed to be that Ted and Robin ended up getting together.
Yeah.
But then they went with like this whole love interest thing, and then they kind of had to rectify it. Because like right in like the first episode, it was like supposed. Like
yeah,
the whole
Robin
episode
might be
was
the mother.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, it's about how he meets Robin. Then like the last line is, and that's how I met your Aunt Robin or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like the rest of the show is kind of like an off, like kind of like Ross and Rachel, but with Ted and Robin.
Yeah.
Kind of
like, like it's cool that like it's fine that you have a love interest with Robin, but it's like you should have, first of all, Barney and Robin should have stayed together. The divorce thing was stupid. They shouldn't have done that. That was dumb. And the second thing, you're like, yeah, the wife should still be alive, probably.
Yeah.
You know, like, why add all these emotional twists in the last two episodes, or whatever, how many episodes?
Yeah.
Why do that? That's so unnecessary and dumb. And just, like, not realistic at all. You know, it's like, it just ruined the whole, like, the whole show.
Yeah.
It just, because it took the whole point of the show and just crapped on it. And I was like, what the heck? Like.
Yeah.
Why? Why do that?
Yeah, they were, like, literally just forced in a corner, like, two seasons before the show ended.
Yeah, they're just like, okay, now everything that the show is based on, with all this build-up, we're just going to take all that, destroy it, and basically change everything. And it's like, well, why would you do that? That's so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, they spent so many time, they spent, like, three seasons building up to the Barney-Robin wedding, right?
Yeah.
And then they just crapped on it, and I was like, what the heck? What's that?
And then
what's
the entire show building up to Ted meeting the mother.
Right.
And then killing her off.
And then just like, yeah, they're like, oh, she's dead, by the way. It's like, what? Like what the heck? It's so dumb.
It's a party.
Not a good job.
Yeah,
on their part.
Yeah.
Not well done.
Yeah. And there were some good parts of that show. Don't get me wrong, but it's just like
yeah,
you know that ending was just trash. Just trash in a bag. Not even a bag. It was just thrown out. Without a bag.
Just thrown out
on
into
the street.
The bag of that's the world.
It was
disgusting.
A medieval city where people were just. Pooping in the street.
Yeah.
Just piles and piles of
defecating.
Poop in the street.
All the sitcoms.
Man,
like
dorm life, am I right?
Yes.
I don't know, never lived in the dorms.
Well, let's not compare it to that.
I feel like with the segments, I listened to the first podcast, by the way, and it was good, but there needs to be like segments. Like, we need to do like a. For like 20 minutes, talk about like a play or something.
Yeah,
I feel like the issue, and this happened this time too a little bit.
I'm gonna actually
tie evolved into
tie together
oh,
somehow.
We're just talking about a movie now. And talking about this, so like,
yeah, I'll tie it together somehow. I got some extra
but
time.
But if you edit anything I say, I'll sue. So.
I will edit.
You can't do that
I will
at all.
Edit you in the terms
somehow
of science.
Somehow, just edit everything I say into neo-Nazi propaganda.
That's not gonna be hard. Just let it play normally.
Okay.
Just let it play naturally.
Okay, so I think the end of the show, we have to find one more message
still,
to send Kayla.
You,
we gotta find one more message to send Kayla.
Oh, Kayla,
Kayla
texted me back.
Not me.
So, okay,
saying,
what did she say?
Thanks, David. That's like five eyes. I said, oh, how'd you know? She said,
okay.
So I'm right. I'm going to say I'm right. I said, sure, whatever helps you sleep at night. And then she said, you're spelled U-R, now in my contacts as David. So if, again, you are not sucks to suck. And I said, wow, not even the last name.
Okay, so we should probably all send her the same correction of your.
So
yes, your. Everyone want to put the asterisk your?
Everyone.
I go your asterisk. Is that wrong?
Lowercase whole thing, but with the correct lowercase.
Yeah, I can see that.
Your. Oh, your. Oh, was that your? Okay.
Asterisk your. Yeah.
Your.
Like your or you are.
Oh shoot! No, it is just
your.
It's Y-O-U-R. That's it.
Okay.
Ready one.
Y-O-U-R.
Wait. Y-O-U-R.
Asterisk.
Yeah.
Then Y-O-U-R. That's
okay.
It, right? Asterisk.
Yeah.
Okay.
On
three, two, one. Send.
That's the end of the podcast. You're welcome, Kayla.
Said it's spelled though, and she's like, "Oh shoot, thanks." And then I sent the. Don't know if I'd send. This is a GM. And while I sent that, she sent me. Also, are my messages showing up in the GM? Then all caps. Good Lord, every time you all text, I get four different notifications. You text, not all caps. Y'all need to calm down.
Good stuff.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kayla. Happy birthday.
She hasn't said anything since. Pretty sure this is Eli, but honestly, I'm so confused right now.
None of us binge anything, then we've really failed each other, haven't we? For this week, of course, goes to Kayla Lesser, who turned 18 today. And what isn't there to say about Kayla? She's the best straight man West Albany will ever have, ironically, in the drama department and other departments, I assume. She's funny, she's kind, and she's the person I trust more than anybody on God's green earth. Bodies of water are, of course, another story. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever regret trusting her or knowing her, ever, so. Glad you're here, Kayla. But yeah, that's the show for this week, so God bless, and see you at the show next week.